I'm Simone Seoul, and I'm your Korean mom. And this is my show, The Simone Show. Let's go! Let's talk about generosity. Generosity is the key to unlocking wealth. And I think it's profoundly misunderstood by almost everyone. Generosity is magical. When you have a reputation as a generous person, it makes people flock to you. It makes people trust you, and it makes people want to give you stuff and do deals with you again and again. Needless to say, this is all very good for business. But why is generosity so rare? Like, most of us know that generosity is good. Most of us want to be generous. But when I look around, true generosity is rare. It's hard to find. So why is that? I've been thinking about this, and I think it is because generosity is so often so profoundly misunderstood. I think most people understand it as, like, you gotta give and give and give and give and give with no expectation of return, just give, give, give. And I hate that. That makes me exhausted and feel resentful just thinking about it. It feels like martyrdom, and I don't want no martyrdom for me. I don't think that's the essence of generosity at all. The truth is that generosity actually comes from power, and I mean internal power. Even if you're literally a beggar, you can still have internal power and therefore be generous. You know, in Korean, we have a saying, 콩 한쪽도 나눠 먹는다, which means you can share even one single bean, right? So having one bean is like the ultimate symbol of poverty. You're so poor, you just got one bean. And someone who only has one measly bean to their name, who can still say, hey, you're hungry, I'm hungry, let's split this bean in half so we can share. That is a generous person. That person has enough faith in themselves and in the universe to know that they're going to be okay even if they give away half of what meager possession they have. That person has such a power of vision that they can see that everything they give is returned to them eventually in both visible and mysterious ways. Now that is power. That is generosity. And these two go together, power and generosity. I think of generosity as actually a spiritual stance, one that declares to the universe, I am a co-creatrix of this universe. I'm not a victim. I always call in what I need and receive what I give out. That's a power move. That turns on the faucet of abundance like nothing else. And I mean all kinds of abundance. Take a look at mountains, rivers, and the seas. The teeming masses of insect, fungus, plant, and animal life all around us. The universe in itself is an embarrassment of riches. And guess what? You are part of this flow of abundance. You are an embarrassment of riches. You are made of it, and you are a channel for it. When you see that, you'll feel how powerful you are and how much you have to give. Then you'll be a titan of generosity too. Now, if you're listening to this and thinking, hey, I need to go deeper with this, I like the sound of this, I've got an invitation for you. I would love for you to join me in my brand new course, which is the first of its kind that I'm ever teaching. And I want to teach you how to assume the power position, which is the position of generosity, and one that creates infinitely more richness in the universe with your every step. My new course is called The Way of the Dragon. It's 5 weeks long, and I'm teaching on the deepest and most private level of how I do what I do for the first time ever. And nothing I've ever taught before has come close to this depth. And nothing I've ever taught before has been this personal either. It's how I divine the future. And yes, I actually do divine the future, and I'm going to teach you how in the course as well. It's how I move subtle energy for dramatic results. It's how I rally the support of unseen allies. It's how I power every one of my moves with maximum power. And this is the 21st century application of the Buddhist folk magic and shamanic knowledge that's been secretly passed down in my family. And I have crystallized it so that it's useful to you. And the result of doing this work is freedom, clarity, and personal power that is enjoyed by, I really think, a tiny number of humans who are capable of consistently creating reality at levels that defy logic. I call it dragon mode, as befitting the year of the dragon, which has started by the time you're listening to this. So, ready to activate your dragon mode? We start on leap day. That's February 29th. Again, this is a 5-week journey. It costs $360. And you can find out more about it, and you can find a sign-up link in the show notes. I hope to see you there. Hey, if you're looking for a one-stop shop where you can find the best of my teaching, all organized into a beautiful and actionable sequence, guess what? I got you. I took the best of my podcast episodes and created a whole damn workbook around them. It's called the Simone Starter Pack, and it's the ultimate marketing cheat sheet. I got countless emails from folks who downloaded it saying, this free resource is worth more than all these courses I paid thousands of dollars for. So what are you waiting for? Go grab the Simone Starter Pack. The link is in the show notes. I can't wait to see what amazing results you'll get from it.